Got to take action. So ironically, pausing may give you a better ability to more swiftly act.
Absolutely.
It's counterintuitive.
Pause first.
Right. Pause first, and then be more deliberate with following through with the action that must be taken.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into these three components of pausing that we created when we were preparing.
You.
That there was a creation of a pause. Then there's a maintaining of a pause, and then there, the third column is a protecting of the pause. So let's just, we started a little bit about creating the pauses, that, you know, pauses don't naturally exist in our environment. It's not natural that people, when in a situation, don't just jump in to try to fix it or to step in, but to calm themselves down, pause in a moment, assess the situation, and then act in the according, you know, way.
Right. So those are the tools, right?
Well, we didn't go over the tools yet. We just went over the categories. Create,
right.
Maintain, and protect.
Right.
And that, you know, in creation, you have to recognize the first thing, if you're not accustomed to this conversation about pausing, is that we have to give you some tools to create a pause. Because until you experience what possible with a pause, you can't even realize how beneficial this
right.
is. And I want to do some scenarios in terms of your relationship at home with your wife or your spouse or with your kids so that people can understand, you know, we want you to practice this in the relationships that matter most. And then I want, you know, it's our goal and desire for you to take this conversation and
right.
feed it to your team and then feed it to your patients. Because who else is having this conversation than in TLC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are people doing this?